Very good, Keith.
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV, the Jersey Shore edition. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Joining Kevin in studio will be special guest Maria Mookie Menounos and co-host Phil the Thrill Svitek and Roxy Rookie Stryer. And now, picking up where the TV shows leave off and the buzz continues, Kevin Undergaro.
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore, Episode 4, Season 2. I'm Kay Wow. I'm here with the rest of the AfterBuzz crew, and so much went on tonight. Just to quickly recap, we have more Sammy and Ronnie drama. We have Emilio and Snooki. We have game night. We have the girls being put on the spot, especially Angelina. We're going to go over all of it. We're going to take some calls, and we're going to go over the recent slew of Jersey Shore arrests. Let's open it up with Emilio and Snooki, though.
Never fall in love in Miami. Right? It started with Sammy, and then right after Sammy wrote that on the chalkboard, Emilio calls in with his ridiculous behavior. Although Snooki started at first. It was just the second call that was really ridiculous.
I wonder if Emilio actually did cheat on her, and when she said that she was done, he decided to make it a joke.
That's what I was saying.
That's what I was thinking.
I have that. Literally, that was in my notes. I was like, she totally called him out, and he got panicked, and he's like, I'm going to lose my Snooki.
Exactly.
And he was like, I'm kidding. And that's what I was saying. Like, how could you really believe that he's kidding? A, he was too drunk to even realize that they were messing with him, saying that it was a voicemail.
Right.
So he thought he was leaving messages on voicemail like a moron.
But I feel like when Snooki says she's done, she means it. She seems like the kind of girl, as opposed to Sammy, clearly.
Totally.
Snooki seems to be really done with him. Especially after the display that J-Wow made on the phone, making him feel like an absolute idiot.
Do you really think that she cared about that? She cares about
no.
Emilio.
I don't think she really cares.
Yes.
No.
No. Right.
My vote goes no.
Okay, but again, as I said last week, J-Wow, her heart is somewhere else. When we're talking, her heart is with some other man.
You are convinced.
I'm still convinced. So it's a whole other topic that we'll get into later.
Well, she definitely was more wild last season.
Much more.
But you know, there's so much distracting in this season, and we'll get to that obviously with Sammy and Ronnie. Like, it's just not the same.
They're clearly dominating. It's episode 4, we took a slight break from Angeline, but it really is all about Sammy and Ronnie. Let's get right into Sammy and Ronnie.
Okay, why was he so loyal last year? And this year, all of a sudden, he's like a complete player. I feel like either the fame has changed him, or Sammy just pushed him way too far. I don't know.
Okay, Maria, your theory on this. I know you have a very strong opinion.
I think that Ronnie has a lot of pressure on him because he went to the Jersey Shore last year and he said, don't fall in love in the Jersey Shore. Never fall in love in the Jersey Shore. And he did. And he looked like a wuss all season because he was like completely whipped by Sammy. And then he went home. And what did they all say when they shipped him off? Don't fall in love in Miami. And don't do it again. And so he's come out like a raging alcoholic, a raging party animal. And he's totally changed his ways, but I think it's more because of the pressures he's feeling.
So you think it's about image, mostly?
I think so, and I also think that, you know, there's a competition element now with all these guys, because they're all getting paid different amounts, and there's different, like, levels of fame, and so I think he's really confused about where he wants to be with his persona as, a cast member of a show now, and with his relationship with Sammy. I mean, she doesn't make it easy on him because she is miserable. But, you know, I have to say, and I love Ronnie, and Ronnie, if you're listening, I do love you. I think you're a sweet guy. I just think you're really confused, but you're grossing me out, and you're getting rude, and I don't like it.
You can't have your cake and eat it, too. He really needs to make a decision. Even though I agree that Sammy can be a pain sometimes, I think it's just disgusting what he's doing.
They're both dysfunctional.
Exactly. It's not definitely not a healthy relationship.
I mean, and you also, you know, have to say, and again, I wish Ian were here right now. He'll be in back with us next week. But Ian, who is an established alcoholic by his own admission, would tell you that the kid can't handle his sauce.
He ends up on the floor every single night.
Yeah. You guys realize the reason why he's drinking so much is so that he has an excuse to bring home to Sammy, is that he was wasted and didn't remember. That's all that comes
out
of Ronnie's
mouth. That's
all you have
to do? Yes. These guys, I just learn new things every week.
Well, she's putting him through the test, and like you said, he didn't go to college. He doesn't want to do this.
That was
and
so great, by the way.
But he admits it. He will fail any test that you give him, and so when she pushes his buttons, yeah, he's going to fail, and unfortunately, you know, that's his escape.
It's just so negative, and, you know, all I could think of when I was watching this is, like, they're ruining the dynamic in the house. Like, there's not as much fun going on. Everybody's miserable, and I don't know. I'm not as happy with the episodes because of that. Like, I want to see these guys go out and light it up and have fun, and you're not
and we're
really
seeing that.
It.
Well, we're seeing it with the situation. We're not focusing on it right
like
now.
Bits. It's like so about their drama, and it's like these poor girls. Like, I want to go. I can't handle it anymore. I'm over him. And then 2 seconds later, I have to go talk to him. I have to. And it's like, really? I have to hold his head while he pukes. Like, it's annoying.
Well, at the same time, they are real people with real feelings. And I feel like, I don't know, I probably would have done the same thing if my ex-boyfriend had been vomiting, drunk, falling over himself. I definitely don't want another girl going to take care of him. So, yeah, I would.
So you would have taken care of him in that moment, right?
I guess.
Yeah,
so.
I mean,
I get that.
I get that. But at the same time, I'm not down on her for that. I'm more about... at the club, what's going on, you know, between them, the fact that she's just, you know, down in Miami, wants to sit in bed and cuddle, like, you know,
yeah.
Maria had spoken to
just
last
like
week.
Just like when he was hungover the next morning and they were just sitting on the couch, that's her, like, bliss.
His statement was, I mean, everybody cheats. What kind of thing is that
really?
To say?
I haven't. I don't.
I haven't. I don't. I think it's a boy thing.
Boys, do you? Phil the Thrill?
Phil the Thrill.
Kevin, KWOW?
Give us a lowdown, Phil.
Let's have an awkward moment like game night.
I feel like, well, it's not really cheating if you're not really going out with the person. And
they are going out. So when you're going out, is it cheating?
He said in the gelato shop.
Yes, he did say in the gelato shop. But it's time for her to learn. She's just not playing it right. She knows. She just has to realize. And you know what? She contradicts herself all the time. Sure, Ronnie contradicts himself saying, I love you. We're going out. But she says the same thing. Oh, I'm done. Oh, you're done? Yeah, okay, done with what? Done with going to this club and you're ready to get back with Ronnie? No.
Well, there's no proof about things. That's the problem. No proof, so she's in denial until she sees something concrete. I don't know. You can
understand
that.
See, guys, as soon as we see even like a girl, it doesn't have to be our girl. It could be any girl talk with any other guy. We're like, oh, you mother, you're cheating on me. And so, come on,
but
girls,
thing,
get
Phil,
it through your
you
head.
You still didn't answer my question. You
what was
totally
the question?
Like evaded the
diverted,
question.
Yeah.
Do you guys have you guys cheated? It's game night.
What does it
here
have to do
at
with
AfterBuzz
us?
TV.
We're not
game night
about
here
us.
At AfterBuzz TV.
We
I'm
the drama.
Asking. We already fully, you know.
Well, I don't. I think KWOW and myself adhere to the Pauly D mentality of like we ain't getting tied down. So we can't be cheating if we're not tied down.
That's right. There you go. Thank you.
I have to say, okay, here's my question to you guys. Obviously, the guys are in an awkward position, and even the situation's calling him out and calling him a dog, basically.
Yeah.
The girls are really in an awkward place because they're friendly with him and with her. What do you do in this situation? I mean, to me, I kept thinking, why aren't they going to Ronnie and being like, listen, dude, we're calling you out. We love you, but we're calling you out.
Because they got to stick up for their boy. It's a guy code
well,
thing,
what about
Maria.
The girls, then?
The girls, I'm
saying. Oh, the girls. Well, you guys tell us. Why are they not... Why your girls, why aren't they
because
stepping
they
up?
Because they don't want to be the person who said it.
Well,
you know, all the boys...
Explosion.
Exactly. All the boys will blame that one person, whoever it is. Especially Angelina, who has a target on her back to begin with.
I know.
That's what like was really interesting to me, is like JWoww kept trying to be like, well, why didn't you say anything to Angelina? It's like, Angelina doesn't have to say
them.
Anything. A, JWoww and Snooki are really close with Sammy. And she totally said that perfectly. She was like, you guys are closer to her. Like, you need to be saying this. And they're copping out. They're getting scared. And now GWOW's like, nobody's going to tell who wrote the letter. And obviously she's going to know who wrote the letter.
Who else would have written the letter?
If you want to talk about definitive answers and definitive proof that Ronnie's cheating, there it is, the letter. It doesn't matter who it came from. And I think that'll be brushed aside.
It's also been written all over their faces. I mean, it's been obvious that they don't want to say anything and that it's an awkward position to be in.
Yeah, so you think she knows, but she's just not saying anything?
Yeah.
She knows. You always know. She knows. You don't want to believe it.
Well, why would she be questioning if she didn't know?
She knows. She just, you never want to believe it.
You know, and I have to say, like, what do you guys think about Ronnie coming home and doing that? I mean, it's not like he's having sex. Here's the thing that's getting a little crazy for me. It's like, it's not like he's really hooking up with girls. Like, from what we see, he's maybe making out with some girls. So it's not like he's coming home and giving her diseases.
But it's
right?
Still, it would still be classified as cheating, at least in my book. I don't know about you guys. You don't have to be sleeping with somebody to be cheating on someone.
No, of course. Right. But they made it sound like, oh, my God, he's making up girls and coming home into bed with her. Yes, it's still gross.
No, and he's getting phone numbers, too, though.
It's almost worse that he's not having sex with them, because that means that he doesn't care about having sex with them. He just doesn't care about Sammy enough not to go out and hook up with these girls, you know?
Yeah, I don't think he's... He's not winning himself. He's in a tough bind. I think
he put himself there.
You know, we've all been. To me, it reminds me of college, having the college girlfriend. But you go out with your friends and you have fun, and you know, you hope you come back and see your college girlfriend. You know, waiting in your dorm room bed, or you go back to her, you go to her place at 3 a.m. late night, do that whole thing. I mean, that's just what it reeks of to me. But unfortunately, you know, he's living in the same house with her, and he's having this, like, one-in-a-lifetime experience.
And I just think that he and Sammy are gypping us of a super fun Jersey Shore experience.
So you're not entertained by this at all?
No, I am entertained. I'm totally obsessed with the show.
Right.
But I feel gypped.
This season, I'm saying.
Yeah,
that.
I feel gypped. I haven't seen Snooki drunk enough. I haven't seen them all partying.
Let's hook up with guys. Do you mind if we touch on this? I said to you during the commercial break, Four episodes in, I don't think the girls are having fun this season.
No.
I mean, let's talk about this. I don't think the girls are having fun. Last year, for better or for worse, Snooki was doing flips. She was doing cartwheels at bar. They were having fun. What happened?
Even game night was ruined. Family dinner was ruined.
I mean, they were anticlimactic.
Everything.
Or just slow. Like, what's going on? Why aren't the girls having fun?
Like what you just said, the boys will go out. So Ronnie gets mad. He goes out. He has fun. Sammy gets mad. She goes and sits in her room and waits for him to come home.
And then yells at him for going out.
Yeah, but they also throw dishes. That seemed kind of fun to me. I just taking out your anger
yelling,
a little bit.
Oppa.
No, not like last year's fun. No. They're going for like dinner and just, I see the late night walks. And if you look closely, even at the clubs and the bars, the girls are just standing there.
Mm-hmm. It's not like last time.
It's not. And I'm gonna just tell you guys.
GWOW and Snooki have boyfriends.
They have boyfriends.
Boring.
And, you know, and I don't think girls, we could listen. Phil the Thrill and myself, we're sitting across the table from two beautiful brunette girls. I think we're wired differently because, for the guys, it's like, go to the club, drink, go crazy, pick up girls. And for girls, it's like,
meet a guy and settle down.
And they've got their guys, and they're clearly here for careers. You know, like, they're making money. They have a following. But I just don't feel like they're with us.
I think you're right. They're definitely not having as much fun as they could be. And next week is, you know.
Well, the show isn't focused as much anymore on GWOW or Snooki. It seems to be more focused on Sammy, and she's the one who's really bringing everybody down. Well, her and Ronnie both.
Yeah, I mean, but can this sustain? Can this sustain?
Like, Ronnie's character is like, you know, he's so jerky. Like, I'm watching him sitting there with the guys right now joking about, like, how he's coming. They're saying, you're coming home to her and getting in bed with her. And he's
right.
Like, yeah.
When you're being called out by those guys.
Right. Yes.
Not exactly beacons.
Yeah.
You know?
Who is the real Ronnie, then?
That's a great question.
Right? And my thing, because I know, Maria, you're saying his friends pressured him, so he feels like he has to love this. Yes.
I think we know the real Ronnie, but he's really getting corrupted.
No, I think he's corrupted to Roxy's point. I think corrupted.
Did he come into the show corrupted? Because he said he was this party guy last season. I mean, he said he was a party guy, was never going to fall in love at the Jersey Shore, and that he was a player. And then he came in, and he was a great guy, a great boyfriend, and he totally got abused by Sammy.
He did the first season. She had the hand.
Right, and now again, he seems to be going back to his old ways.
Right.
So I think maybe this is the real Ronnie.
This is the real Ronnie. There's an old Jewish proverb that says, to see the true person, give them power. And he has power now, you know, with his fame and whatnot. So this is who he is. And that's why I continue to say, which was my point last week, that I'm sticking by, that my Fab Five, which is Vinny, Snooki, J-Wow, and Pauly D, and The Situation, with their power, I like them. I continue to see them make decent choices. They're just, you know, they're struggling with
this. If I see one more tear from her, we're telling her.
Yeah, like they're trying, like they're, you can see they're trying. Even when, did you see when J-Wow picked up the phone to defend Snooki over
That's
the boyfriend?
She gave it to
him. Yeah, for the boy, I'm going to do F this and that to you.
And family.
Yeah.
Especially those two girls.
Well, you know something, you guys, like Phil the Thrill, Roxy, you guys haven't been in LA long enough. I know you grew up here when you were younger, Roxy, but you know, people in LA, they won't pee on you if you're on fire. And so when you see these people like step up for each other, I have to say, I admire them.
It's
I really
Coast
do.
Thing.
I guess, yeah.
Jersey Shore kids have morals.
But you know, when you think of the real world, okay, you barely we're real world is together longer, 4 months.
They're peeing on people's toothbrushes over there.
You know, and I never see them. All they generally do is fight, hate each other, and then fake I love yous throughout the whole thing, and then the bullshit dinner at the end, and then off they go.
In the real world, you're taking people from different places. These people grew up similarly, I feel like. They're all Italian, they came from similar backgrounds, same coast. And I feel like they just were meant to mesh better.
Yeah,
and they
absolutely.
Do. And that's why they're more of a family, especially who you're saying, the Fab Five, MVP, plus J-Wow and Snooki.
Right. So it's nice to see.
Yeah, with the real world, you're getting people from all over the country, totally different backgrounds.
Right.
Right. So these guys are gelling so quickly because it's like, you know, it's family. Like, all of us are from Boston. We know each other even without knowing each other.
Well, Dewey, last week, K-Wow and I were ready to shell out $60,000 to hang out with that family.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
only
my
to find
goodness.
Out, our fan, we don't even need to pay that much.
I mean, this is insane.
Wait, can you explain this so for people who did not hear
All right,
this?
So for people that tuned in last week, you know, we just watching the show, I said, do they do like an adult make-a-wish? Like for adult? Like, I want to be on the Jersey Shore. I want to be with these guys. I want to live in that house a week, a few days, anything. And so I did some math. We broke down the numbers. I know some of their reps. I said, I'm willing to put out $60,000 to get Thursday, Friday, Saturday night out on the town with those guys. And so here I am going out on a limb, only to find out that, you know, Pauly D, the weekend of your birthday, Maria, he invites you and all your friends out to Vegas, and that you've received several invitations from him or from his team to your team.
Special lady.
And here I am, like, we're like, going to dump out 60 grand and, like, you could make it all happen for nothing. What's that all about?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Horrible. Being a girl.
Horrible.
I get a lot of invites. I can't even remember.
Yeah, well, okay.
These you have to.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have time. I work a lot.
Let's talk about all the arrests.
Oh, my God.
Okay, like this week, Phil, give us the report on the arrest report for Ronnie this week, and then we'll talk about all the other arrests that have taken place with the cast.
All right, well, Ronnie, this Sunday morning, got arrested based on two warrants, both from New Jersey. An eyewitness said that it was basically, out of any movie, the Jeep came in, they ran into the house, and they got him out. They didn't have to use handcuffs.
No handcuffs? That doesn't equal an arrest to me.
Yeah, not fun.
Well, Ronnie, he must have been still drunk, so they must have been able to take him. It was Sunday morning. Let's not forget.
He was parking tickets, and they basically like snuck up and jacked him for parking tickets.
Off
camera, so
we won't even have the pleasure of seeing this.
No, but the producers did make sure to film him talking to his mom on the phone. Ronnie, ironically enough, this is why it's almost drama free. Is that he comes half an hour later? He gets out. He goes home and does laundry with Pauly D.
And I love it. Goes and does laundry with Pauly D.
But this also comes off the heels of Snooki getting arrested for drinking in public and being, you know, crazy, right?
Yes, she got arrested on July 30th for intoxication. She, Vinny, and J-Way went into a bar called EJ's Bar, and half an hour later, seems to be a theme, half an hour, they come out, and Snooki gets on a bike and tries to ride it, falls off, dances, sings, so she's obviously having fun again. And then she goes to the beach, starts crying, starts calling everyone a-holes. J-Wow tries to step in. The police doing crowd control for the show have to step in. They arrest Snooki, and she now faces fines between $500 to $1,000.
2 weeks apart.
2 weeks apart.
Who's next?
Well, we're not even including Ronnie's first arrest when he was sticking up for Sammy.
Oh, right. My God, that was funny. Season. We got to see that one.
Right.
You know, remember Sammy kind of just left him?
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't as, like, present. You know, she wasn't like this good girlfriend who was bringing out the bucket for the.
Well, no, he shoved her away. Remember, he pushed her, and she went home crying.
No, you guys are confusing it because that, although he fought that night, he did not. The cops never came near. It was another night where everyone was going home from the bar,
right.
And some guy went up to Ronnie, and Ronnie decided with one hit wonder, man falls down.
Yeah, they were him and this guy and his girlfriend were terrorizing him. Remember the girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
The girlfriend of the guy he hit was actually setting him up, getting in his face, but, like, they knew what they were doing. So the boyfriend could sucker punch it. Like, they'd work together. And then Ronnie knocked him out heroically. That was good Ronnie days. But Sammy, you know, like, what she was like, remember? She was like, what should I do? I'm like, get down to the police station and get him out of there. Like, but now she holds his hand during tattoos.
She's come a long way. And vomiting.
Yeah, they bring out the worst in each other.
Can we also discuss one minor point?
What's that?
I really think I could go without Angelina farting. That was so
unnecessary.
And it went because Snooki Short, it went into her mouth.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
No, I think it exposed the truth to anything that girls do that. I had this grand illusion that...
don't.
What are you talking about?
Well, apparently they do. Or maybe it's just Angelina. Am I wrong?
Just Angelina.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
Because she's gross.
Phew, I was getting nervous.
Corey.
Well, let's go over predictions for next week real quick. What do you guys think?
Well.
What are we going to see?
We left this episode with Sammy and Ronnie being like, I love you, and I love you, and it's all good, and you're my baby, you took care of me, and she's going to get that email. Or that note, and things are just going to go bananas. And he's going to just say, you know what? We're not together. It's been volatile. Now I'm with you. Or he's going to say, peace. I want to have fun. Again, the conflict within him is going to be, you know.
He's going to keep going back and forth.
Yeah. Because
when he gets drunk and he gets emotional late night and he's lonely, he's going to go back to her room.
So is Sammy going to have a bigger problem with the girls for not telling her or a bigger problem with Ronnie?
Here's the thing, though. None of them stepped up.
Right.
So how can she alienate herself from all the girls? They're going to come up to her and they're going to say, listen, dude, like we tried kind of giving you the looks. We tried to tell you with our faces. We're in a horrible position. We love you. And, you know, even though you said that you would hate us, there was not much we could do. Emilio was going to be told by Ronnie that I cheat on him every single day. And then Emilio would believe that because he's 3,000 miles away or 2,000 miles away, wherever he is. So they were in really tough binds. They wanted to. They cared, but they couldn't. So they'll speak their piece, and then she'll have to forgive them.
So it's going to blow over, and she is or is not going to get back with Ronnie. What do we think?
I think that this tug of war is going all season.
All night.
Because they're under one roof. And again, between the alcohol and the codependence I'm seeing, I think this is just going to go back and forth. But
absolutely.
I think you're right when you say that there's something to be considered about a blowout between the girls. And remember, early on that first episode where they did predictions for preview for the whole year, you saw Sammy fist fight one of the girls.
I think it was J-Wow.
I think it was J-Wow. Is it over this?
Oh, my God. This is what it's about.
Is this what it's about?
J-Wow would kill Sammy, though.
Oh, my God. You're so right.
I mean, it would look that way. But
we've been waiting for that.
You know? right?
And we've been waiting to find out if Vinny really hooked up with Snooki.
Now, it also looks like Angeline.
I thought maybe we'd see something this week.
Looks like the heat might be off Angeline.
She's fitting
so
in.
Do you think she's... Well, we had her written on to the house. Remember? It was just going to be a matter of episodes, and she was going to be out. I mean,
well,
did she...
I think she'll complete the season, but obviously she's not there for season three.
She is. That's a fact.
That is.
I know we have a new
she's
one.
She's a non-factor.
But she's out.
Even
she
though she's...
Out. Do we know by choice or... What she got?
Well, that we can only speculate. Mm. But Ian's prediction did come true, and Vinny does want to continue in the ice cream business.
No way.
He said it in the episode.
Oh, you're right. Shop is coming into play.
Oh, God.
So if there's one prediction that came true from AfterBuzz, it's Vinny.
Is the gelato shop doing anything for anybody?
No.
Is it going to figure in any further in this?
It's not playing a factor in the show.
The T-shirt company didn't either, so
no.
it's just another, you know, setting.
I'm over it. I'm over the job. I want it to be done.
You want it to be done.
I want them partying.
On the beach.
Okay, but we do have grenades next week, and we have four grenades, two in each room, right? We had two landmines and two grenades. And we're gonna have some. Maria, we're gonna give you a little bit of the situation.
Yeah, I want a situation.
No,
yeah, we need a situation.
I'm tired of the
I don't
Sam
think
Ronnie
they call
situation.
Them grenades. I thought no, it's just the fact that they have to deal with two
the girls,
two different sets of teams that you know would, if combined, hate each other.
Which happened the other episode where he had girls upstairs in the hot tub and then he kicked them out.
Oh, looks like that's a signal. Well, you know what? That's all for tonight. I'd like to thank my co-hosts,
Roxy Rookie Stryer.
Phil the Thrill.
And of course, our lovely in studio special guest,
Maria Mookie Menounos.
And the rest of the AfterBuzz TV crew. Follow us on twitter.com/AfterBuzzTV. This is AfterBuzz TV, the Jersey Shore edition. Until next time,
buzz you later, bitch.
I'm not swearing.
Come on.
Bye.
Okay, Maria's not swearing. See you next week. AfterBuzz TV.